हम लोग फर्स्ट श्लोक लीड एंड फॉलो करके चैंट करें।
वर्स 32 यू हैव ब्रॉट द बुक।
अहमेवासमेवाग्रे
नान्यद्यत्सदसत्परम्
पश्चादहं यदेतच्च
योवशिष्येत सोम्यहम्
अहमेवासमेवाग्रे नान्यद्यत्सदसत्परम् पश्चादहं यदेतच्च योवशिष्येतसोऽस्म्यहम्।
दिस वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन ऑफ द चतुश्लोकी भागवत द फर्स्ट वर्सेज दैट बिफोर द क्रिएशन ड्यूरिंग द क्रिएशन एंड एट द एंड ऑफ द क्रिएशन आई एम देयर ऑलवेज वॉट एवर इज लेफ्ट आफ्टर द डिजोल्यूशन ऑफ द वर्ल्ड दैट ब्रह्मन इज देयर अहमेव। Now, in the second verse is the Maya. Third verse will be Jagat. Fourth verse will be how to come out, sadhana. So this is Chatushloki Bhagavat, which Lord Narayan gave it to Brahmaji. So we'll see today the Maya.
Ritirtham yat pratiyeta.
न प्रतीयेत चात्मनि
तद्विद्यादात्मनो मायां यथाभासो यथातमः
ऋतेर्थं यत् प्रतीयेत
न प्रतीयेत चात्मनि यद्विद्यादात्मनो मायां यथाभासो यथातमः।
Now let us proceed the word meaning. Rite artham without being real. We are talking about now Maya. We think the whole world is real. But it starts, Narayan, Lord Narayan says, Rite artham, without being real, yat pratiyet, that which appears, na pratiyet cha, and does not appear, in whom cha atmani, in me. What does that mean? Whatever we are seeing, that is not real. But it seems to us it is real, but it is not there in me, in Atman, really it is not there. Tad vidyat, understand that to be Atmanah means Maya, that is my Maya, yatha, like, abhasa means illusion, yatha tamah, like darkness. The Lord is saying, whatever you are seeing, without being real, it seems to be real to all ignorant people, but that illusion is not in me. And the power by which you are seeing is my power, Atmanah Maya, that is my power. And how is that? Yatha abhas. It is like an illusion. Yatha tamah means like darkness. You see, when there is an ignorance or illusion, we see duality. In Timir Rog, a person sees two moon. Actually, there is one moon. He sees duality, two. We are also seeing the duality, plurality. But it is actually not there. Yathatamah. Dongraji Maharaj says, because of the avaran and vichep shakti of Maya, that which is always there is not seen. That which is always there is not seen. Brahman is always there outside, Atman is always there inside. But because of the avaran sakti, the varying power of maya, it is not seen. We are not able to see, perceive. And whatever we see, it is not there. Na garbara, na bahut garbara. Dongraji Maharaj says that because of the avaran and vichep shakti, avaran means veiling power, vichep shakti means projecting power. These are the two powers of maya. Because of the veiling power that act first, we are not able to see the truth, the reality outside. And we are not able to see the truth or reality inside also. We have got the Atman, but we are not experiencing. And instead of that, it is the vichep shakti, the projecting power, so outside all the plurality. And in us, it will say, no, no, you are not Atman, you are body. This is the projection, this is the power of maya. Very good. This is explained by way of the example of our rope and snake. When the rope is there and we are not able to see the rope, then we see the snake. Ask rope, have you made snake? No. Ask Brahman, have you made this world? No. But so long we are seeing the snake, sukh dukh is there. Some people get happy also by seeing snake. Who is that? Snake charma. And ignorant are frightened, sukh dukh. So snake charma will go and try to grab it, pravritti, he want to have it. And the one who is frightened, nivritti, he will run away from the snake. Is it not so? Why he wants to get snake charma? He thinks there is a happiness there. If I get it, I will be happy. And why the ignorant is running away? He thinks it will give me sorrow, therefore he is running away. Nivritti. So raga dvesa. It depends on individual person. Both are seeing snake. We also are seeing the same world. You know, put the world in place of snake. We are not able to see the rope. So this world, we think, as a snake charmer will give me happiness. So we try to grab it. Pravritti. And other people may think, no, 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 it's giving me sorrow. So he will not try to grab it. Nivritti marga. Same thing is on the ghost, on post, water in desert, mirage. Same, all examples show the same thing. But it seems real to us, na? We are transacting, therefore it seems real. But in our Atmabodh class, in the last class only, we discuss about that the whole thing is dream only. It is not at all there. Anyway, Ajnan. Then comes the definition in Tattvabodh. Let us see the definitions first. There are different definitions at various places. So I will take up a few of them, not all. Tattvabodh. Brahmasraya sattva rajas tamo gunatmika maya asti. That is the definition given in Tattvabodh. What is that maya? Brahmasraya. It is dependent on Brahman. It cannot stand on its own legs. Brahma Ashraya. Why it can't stand? Because it gets its existence from Satchidanand. Brahman is Satchidanand and Sat means existence. Who gives existence to Maya? It is Brahman. Therefore, Maya is dependent on Brahman. Brahma Ashraya. And how is that? Sattva, rajas, tamo, gunatmika. It has got three guna. Guna in Sanskrit also means rope. Rope is used for binding. So these three guna also bind us. Sattva, rajas, tamas, all three guna binds us. And if you want detailed study, you can see chapter number 14 of Bhagavad Gita. How they bind, we have discussed that. Sattva, rajas, maya asti, this is maya. So maya has got three guna, sattva, rajas and tamas, and in the world we find it. From that maya came space, in space we find sattva, rajas, tamas. From space came air, after that fire, water, earth. In all these five elements you will find sattva, rajas and tamas, division is there. In our body also we have got sattva, rajas, tamas. Our mind and five gyanendriya are made of tamogun.
Mind is made of
sattva gun. Good. You are attentive. And panch karmendriya, prana are made of
rajas.
That's good. And this sthul body is made of tamogun. So we have got this sattva-gun, raja-gun, tamogun. Same way, though in whole world also you will find sattva-gun, raja-gun, tamogun. And it's a creation of maya. In Atma-bodh, we'll study later on. Tattva sarap swarupan vat utpannam jnana anjasa aham me meti cha jnanam badate dik brahmadivat. What is this ajnan? You see, then maya has got different names. I will give you the list of that name also. In Yoga Vasishtha has come. What are the different names of maya? So here it is said, Ajnanam. Aham mameti cha jnana. Ajnanam. Aham and mam. When you say aham, and this is my possession, it is Ajnanam. Ajnanam. Tat sarupat anubhavat. Once you come to experience the tat sarup, anubhav, when you experience it, that's what anubhavat. Utpannam jnanam anjasa. Anjasa means instantly knowledge will happen. What is that knowledge? I am Brahman. That knowledge will happen. And what is ajnan? Aham, mam, iti, ajnanam. I and my is the ajnan. Badate. Badate how? Dig brahmadivat. Dig brahmadivat. Suppose in the night you are traveling and you are not able to know the right direction. Which one is the east, west, north, south? Difficult. The moment you see the sun in the morning, immediately you come to know this is east and you can identify the other three also. Similarly, when you come to know the tattva, then everything is clear to you. Dig brahmadivat. We all are, at this point of time, Dig Brahma. We don't know the direction. In which direction we have to go, we don't know. Dig Brahma Adivar. In Ramayana, Mai or more tor tai maya, it is said in Aranyakanda, Mai or more tor tai maya, only maya is this much. Mera tera is all maya. Jehi bas kine jiva nikaya. All the jeev are covered by that. Jeev nikaya. All are deluded by that. Mai or more, tor tai. This is your, this is mine. This much is maya. In Sweta Sweta Upanishad it says, Maya tu prakritim vidya, mainam tu maheswaram. What is this? Maya tu prakritim vidya. This prakriti is maya. Prakriti is maya. And who is Mayavi? Maheswara, Mahaiswara. It is the power of that Lord. Who is magician? Magician is Brahman, Brahmasraya. In Brahma Puran it is said, Esa Chaturvinshati Bhed Bhinna Maya Para Prakriti Tat Samuttatha. Don't get confused. You have to listen to this discourse many, many times. What is this Maya? He says it is Chaturvinsati. Chaturvinsati means 24 elements. Maya has got 24 elements. What are those 24 elements? One is the Mool Prakriti Trigunatmika. One is the Mool Prakriti Trigun. Only Triguns are there. We call it Jogmaya also. Nothing has manifested or unmanifested yet. It is Trigunatmika Maya. Then it has got two forms, unmanifest, manifest, abhyakta, vyakt. Whatever you are seeing here now, it is vyakt, manifested. But there is a abhyakt also. So, Mool Prakriti is one, Prakriti and Vikriti is seven. Prakriti and Vikriti. From Prakriti, it happens Vikriti. Vikriti means transformation, modification. Prakriti, Vikriti. What are those seven? It is said Mahat Tattva Ahankar and five Tanmatra. Have you heard these names? Mahat Tattva? Yaad hai? We have discussed. Mahat Tattva, the first manifestation, the seed swollen, not the jacket yet broken, is the Mahat Tattva. Mahat Tattva, then Ahankar number two, and Tanmatra. Tanmatra means the subtle five elements. The gross element which you are seeing now, the prior evolution was tanmatra. Tanmatra means tatmatra. You cannot perceive it with your organs of perception. They were subtle. Sukshma mahabhut. We call it sukshma mahabhut. Sukshma mahabhut means with Sukshma Mahabhut, our indriyas, organs of perception and organs of actions, they were created with Sukshma Mahabhut. And Sthul Sarir was made by Sthul Mahabhut. So the Akash has got one form, which is Sukshma. The grossified form is called Sthul. The form which Akash we are seeing is now Sthul. The earlier was Sukshma. Prithvi, which we are seeing now, is the Sthul. And the subtle form of that prithvi is called Sukshma. So first came the Sukshma form. Pancha Mahabhut in the subtle form they came. That is called Tanmatra, Tatmatra, we say. So Mool Prakriti Trigunatmika one. Then the seven is the Prakriti and Vikriti. Prakriti and Vikriti means they are related into cause and effect. Cause of Mahat Tattva is that Trigunatmika Maya, Prakriti. Effect is Mahat Tattva. From Mahat Tattva came Ahankar. So Ahankar is the effect of Mahat Tattva, and Mahat Tattva is cause of, Mahat Tattva is the cause of Ahankar. From Ahankar came five Tanmatras, cause and effect. So what is Prakriti and Vikriti here? Prakriti, Vikriti is here. That Mahat Tattva is Prakriti, Ahankar is Vikriti. Then Ahankar becomes Prakriti, Vikriti Tanmatra. You got it now? They are related in cause and effect relationship. Then comes 16 Vikriti. So first stage was only Prakriti. There is no cause. Trigunatmika Maya, no cause of that Maya. Then from that came Mahat Tattva. Mahat Tattva se Ahankar. From Ahankar, five Tanmatra. Now from five Tanmatra came Vikriti. Vikriti means from this nothing further evolution happened. Uske baad kuch nahi bana. When the Gyanendriya were made, after that nothing was made. So 10 Indriyas, Panch Mahabhut and one mind. 16 items are called Vikriti. These 16 items never become Prakriti because they are not cause of anything else. Therefore, they are Vikriti. So, we have divided the whole Prakriti into three columns. And the first column is the Prakriti, Mool Prakriti, Trigunatmika. Then the second column is in the cause and effect relationship, Prakriti and Vikriti. Mahatattva is the Vikriti of the Mool Prakriti. Mahatattva is the Prakriti and Ahankari Vikriti. Then Ahankar become Prakriti and then Panchtanmatra become Vikriti. If you have studied chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, it is given in detail there. Prakriti, Vikriti classified into three columns.
So, Brahman is not the cause?
It is all at, it is illusion only, nothing there. To explain this, we have to bring in Maya, otherwise Maya is yet also not there. It's the Brahman everywhere, nothing else is there. To explain the Jagat, we have to bring in Maya, we have to bring in Ishwar. But once you come to know Brahman, then there is no Ishwar, no Lord is required, nothing is there, only one thing is there, that is Brahman.
Yoga Maya and Brahman, there is no cause-effect.
It's power of Maya, that's all.
It is the Shakti of Brahman, Maya is the power of Brahman.
But you can say they are not different. The power, my power is not different from me. That way it's okay. But from the standpoint of the rope, ask rope, have you created the snake?
No.
Ask Brahman, have you created the world? No.
So rope is not the cause, it is illusion. Snake is the
illusion. So these are 24 items, 16 items is Vikriti. 7 items Prakriti Vikriti and 1 item is Prakriti. 24 items, that is said in Brahma Puran. ये तो समझ में नहीं आता है और सरल करके बताओ सिंपल वे से तो ओके व्हाट आर द इफेक्ट्स ऑफ दिस माया बाय इफेक्ट्स यू विल अंडरस्टैंड दिस इज ऑल माया इज इट डू यू नो काम डिजायर Desire hai? Maya. Do you have krodh? Anger? Maya. Lobh? Greed? Maya. Moha? Wrong understanding? That is Maya. Bhaya? Fear? Maya. Vishad? Sorrow? Arjun was in Vishad. First chapter is Vishad Yoga. Vishad means soak. Do you have sorrow? Yes. That is Maya. Dharma dharma, paap punya, sukh dukh, all related to Maya. Srishti vinash, creation, dissolution, narak jana, swarg jana, all Maya. Jati, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Maya. Ashram, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas, ashram, that also is Maya. Raga dvesh, likes, dislikes, that also is Maya. Different type of diseases, that is also Maya. Childhood, youth, old age, that is also Maya. Sanyog viyog, sanyog viyog,
relations,
sanyog, I met my relatives, sanyog. He left me, Vyog, Sanyog, Vyog, that which is Maya. Bhoga, whatever you are doing, all the bhogas are also Maya. Upvas, Maya. Brat, Maya. Yehi to karte hain, aur kya karte hain? That is also written in Brahma Puran. These are all the effects of Maya. देखो माया दिखाई नहीं पड़ेगी यू विल नॉट बी एबल टू सी द माया But its effect is seen. Effect we all experience. Now a beautiful definition is given in our Vivek Chudamani. That we'll see. It's a very comprehensive definition.
Avyaktanamni paramesha shaktihi. Can you chant? Avyaktanamni paramesha shaktihi.
Avyaktanamni paramesha shaktihi.
Anadya vidya trigunatmika para.
Anadya vidya trigunatmika para.
Karyanumeya sudhyaiva maya.
Karyanumeya sudhyaiva maya.
Yaya jagat sarvamidam prasuyate. Yaya jagat sarvamidam prasuyate.
How is this Maya? Shankaracharya defines in Vivek Churamani. He says, Abhyaktanamni. Abhyaktanamni means it is unmanifest. Called Abhyakt. The first stage is Abhyakt. Before creation of gross and subtle. What are the subtle elements called? Tanmatra. Tanmatra. And what is the gross? Sthul. So before sthul and sukshma, it was in the abhyakta form. Abhyakta namni. Paramesh Shakti, it is the power of the Lord. Because the Maya cannot stand on its own leg, it has to be dependent. And it is the power. Devi yesa gunmai mam maya duratya. Lord has said in Yoga, Devi yesa gunmai mam maya is my power. Maya Duratya. Parmesh Shakti Anadi Abhidya. It is called Anadi Abhidya. Beginningless. Abhidya. Ignorance. Achha. First see the meaning. Trigunatmika. It is made of three gunas. Para. Superior. It is beyond our mind and intellect, and our mind and intellect is made of those three gunas, but they are not able to comprehend its own cause. Therefore, they are para, karyanumeya, even though they are not known by mind and intellect, but we experience. We can't grasp Maya by our mind and intellect. But the effect we all experience. Karyanumeya, who can experience it? Sudhiyaiva, those who are the wise people, those who have got purified mind, they can grasp it. The effect. Yaya jagat sarvam prasuyate, by whom the entire world is prasuyate, projected. Now, anadi, avidya. Can you give a date to your ignorance? Why?
Because then you will know. If you find out that you know, then...
Suppose I don't know Sanskrit. From this date. So before that date, you knew it. So ignorance is always beginningless. Avidya. We can't see avidya. What is the cause of avidya? What can be the cause of avidya? Can avidya come from avidya? It's avidya only. Avidya number one, cause is avidya number two, then avidya number two, cause is avidya number three. Avidya number three causes avidya number four. It cannot come that way. Ultimately, you can't reach the cause. Can it come from Vidya? Avidya can't come from avidya, number one. Can it come from Vidya? No. From the knowledge, can the ignorance come? Once you have understood 2 plus 2 is 4, can there be again a jnana of 2 plus 2 plus 4? Can it come from that? No. If it can't come from avidya or vidya, then the third void. Can it come from void? Sunya se aayega? No cause, avidya. Can't come from avidya. It cannot come. The cause of avidya can't be avidya or sunya. And we cannot give the time also. Anadi vidya. Very good. Then after that, in the next verse, Shankaracharya says,
now see, if you can chant this. Vivek Churamani.
No, verse.
Verse number
108, 109, 110 is the definition of maya given in Vivek Churamani. Sanyapya sanyapubhayatmikano
Sangapya sangya ubhayatmikano
Sangapya sangya ubhayatmikano
Mahadbhutani vachaniya rupa
Mahadbhutani vachaniya rupa.
Satnapi asatnapi ubhayatmikano, neither it is existent. Sat, what is the definition of Sat? Can you say this world is staying here for 3 period of time? No. Sat napi asat, can you say it is not there at all? That we can't say. Can it be the combination of Sat and Asat? Cannot become, because they are opposite. Sat means existent, Asat means not existing. So it is said, Sat na api, Asat na api. This Maya is not Sat. Sat means not existing in 3 period of time. Asat means this is not there in 3 period of time. Like horn of a rabbit.
Because we experience it.
Can you give example of Sat, which stays in 3 period of time from the world? Sat is only one. That is your Atman and Brahman. There is no other example from the world. You cannot give any comparison of Sat. So this Maya is not Sat, neither it is Asat. Can it be combination of these two, Sat and Asat? भी नहीं होगा, तो उल्टा है. सत मीन्स एग्जिस्टिंग, असत मीन्स नॉन एग्जिस्टिंग. गुड. भिन्ना या भिन्ना ही उभयात्मिका, भिन्ना इज इट डिफरेंट? नॉट डिफरेंट. इट इज वन एंड द सेम, और इज इट कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ डिफरेंट एंड द सेम? नो, इट इज नॉट डिफरेंट. It is not same, and it is not the combination of these two. Third, he says, Sangapya ananga hi ubhayatmika. Sa anga, is it with the parts, limbs? Ananga, without limbs? or the combination of the two. We cannot have the combination of two, with limb, without limb. Ubhayatmaka combination of this, no. No limbs, we can't say it is whole one, and combination of whole and the part, that also can't be said. Mahadbhuta is wonder. Mahadbhuta. Mahadbhuta. Anirvachani Arupa. Why is it Anirvachani? It cannot be defined. Vachan speaking, Nirvachan properly explaining it. Anirvachan, we can't speak about this. We can't define. Why you can't define it? It is neither sat nor asat. How can I define it? If a thing is existing, sat, which is there for three period of time, we can describe it. Asat, that also we can describe. This is not there, book is not there. Oh, you go and see in the library whether Vivek Churamani is there on the rack or not. You will come and say it's not there. Asat. But sat, asat, both you cannot describe. Mahadbhuta, most wonderful form. Dekho, there are many wonders and dikhai nahi padta hai humko. This mango tree gives you mango every season. One seed and gives you thousands of fruits. Can you make an industry with or a machine in which you will put one seed and there will be 1,000 mango coming from the other side? Is it not adbhut, wonderful? Cow eating grass, dry grass, gives you creamy milk, which we can't digest, therefore we take 1%, 2%. Can you make a machine in which you will put the grass from one side, other side the milk will start coming out? Is it not adbhut? We are eating food, vegetarian food. When it goes inside, when we eat, it is soft. It becomes hard bone, marrow, blood, fat, skin. Is it not so? Same food, no? Seven items it becomes. Now you make blood from the food, the cow. Is it not wonderful? Adbhut.
Just having the child form is such a wonderful
thing. That also in the darkness. He is making everything in the home. For creating anything, we need space, we need light, we need instruments, but he is making inside everything without all these instruments. Only yesterday we were going, that see, we were seeing that fall color, one tree we saw, right? One side only color, phir thoda sa peela hai, then again some part is the green. Who is doing it? Can you say it is the sunlight? No. The whole tree is getting sun from morning to evening. Why one side is red? Is it not wonder? Then he said, Suddha Advaya Brahma Vibodhanasya. And it will end. Suddha Brahma. Only one line. Suddha Advaya Brahma Vibodhanasya. When you come to know the Suddha Brahma, not only Bodha, Bibodha. Bibodha means Vishesh Rupena Bodha. Vishesh Rupena Bodha means you experience it. Bodha is only theoretical knowledge. Bibodha. When you experience it, then what happens? Nasya. Destroyed. Maya is not there. Maya can't stand inquiry. The moment you inquire, it is not there. Good. Then after that, what is this Maya? The definition of Maya, as we know, Ya, Ma, Sa, Maya. Ma, Ya. Usko ulta kar do. Ya, Ya means that, Ma means no. That which is not there is called Maya. And once you come to know that tattva, then what will happen? You will also start speaking like Meera. Bhavasagar sukh gayo, ab fikar nahi tarnan ki. Bhavasagar sukh gayo. Bhavasagar sukh gayo. Once you realize it, then there is no this world is not there. Bhavasagar sukh gayo, it's not there at all. Once you come to know the rope, will you be able to see the snake thereafter? Once you see the post, can you see the ghost again? No. Once you know the rope, after that, even if you try to see the snake, you can't see. Bhavasagar sukh gayo, ab nahi fikar tarnan ki. There is no worry to swim now. And how this Bhavasagar will dry up? Only by the knowledge. Who will give the knowledge? Sadguru will give the knowledge. Where is this knowledge written? Sapta Pramana. It's in the Vedas. Suppose if I want to study myself, kya hoga? No, first you have to study Sanskrit. Sanskrit. Then after that, you will start misunderstanding. Nahi samajh mein aayega. And you will be stuck in the karmakand, because the major portion of Veda is karmakand. Majority portion is karmakand. So what should we do? Should we try and research what is the cause of avidya? Kab start hua tha? Research karte hain usko, maya ko search karte hain. Kab se shuru hua hai? Our Gurudev wanted to know from Tapovanji Maharaj, what is this avidya? What is the cause of avidya? When did it start? Ek dhamak laga hai. You have come here to end your avidya, or you want to research on avidya? Khatam karo isko yahan par. Why you want to research? Kab se shuru hua nahi hua? You can end in this life. End it, khatam. What is this Maya? Ek story, story suno, story. A story given by Dongriji Maharaj. Sudama wanted to know about Maya from Lord Krishna. Tell me about the Maya. Lord said, "Acha, chalo, chalo, theek hai, batate hain, chalo, let us go take a dip in the Gomati." Both went into the river, took a dip. Lord came out and started wearing his pitambar. And Sudama, he took the dip and he was, started experiencing there is a flood in the Gomati and he is being washed away. And he reached somewhere, ek kinare ko pakla, there he found there is a village, he came out. And when he came out, immediately a sea elephant came and put a garland on the neck of Sudama. Then he said, kya hua bhai? The villager said, humra raja mar gaya hai, my, our king has died. And it is our custom that this sea elephant, whomsoever sea garlands, he becomes a raja. So you have become raja. So Sudama has become raja, got married, bacche bacche ho gaye Sudama ke, was very happy, and his wife was also beautiful, ruling for many, many years. Then one day, beautiful queen died. Died, to rone laga, kya ho gaya ye? My wife died. Bachcho ka kya hoga, this and that. Then all the villagers came and said, it is our custom that when the Rani die, so Raja also have to be cremated with the Rani. And he, Sudama, started crying. Now he started giving all his arguments. I am a foreigner. I am not a resident. I came, you made me Raja. I am not interested. Bola, no, no, isat nahi hoga. You will be also put on the pyre. Tumko jana hai saath mein. Baitho. That is our custom, tradition. And again the sea elephant will come and put a garland on somebody and he will become king. So first we have to cremate you. Sudama was crying. He was calling Lord. So he said, "Humne sandhya nahi kiya abhi. You allow me to do my sandhya? I will go into the Gomati and do my sandhya. Sandhya karne to uske baad nibir hoga." So he said, "Okay." And they were keeping eye. Baag nahi jayega Sudama. And he took the dip and he was crying and he got up, came out. Saw the Lord was standing there. Kya hua Sudama? That was Maya spell. Batao, hamari kahani hai ki nahi? Sour story.
Except for the beautiful queen.
Very good.
Mani Mama beautiful. Mani Mama.
And Mani Mama story, you know.
Mani Mama story.
Mani Mama? Yeah. They don't know Mani Mama.
They don't know because they don't.
Manoji is way far ahead of
me. Bride and groom. Bride and groom. Ah. I think you heard.
There was a. Aajkal to hota hai arranged marriage. What is that called?
Wedding crasher.
Destination marriage. All both bridegroom and bride party both come at one place. Wahi par sab khana pina sab kuch aa saath. In the destination place, one person, he entered and both parties are here, in one block, another block. So he goes to the bridegroom party and he says, I'm Mani Mama. Bridegroom's mama. So, what have you done? What arrangements have you done? What are the menu and this thing? What are the things you are giving? How much you are giving cash, this, that, and all that? He said, they will be unhappy. You have to do this thing. Have you made all this thing? All arrangements made. Menu card, everything is ready. He said, have you put this thing? According to his choice, he gave them. And these people were very frightened. And also angry.
Because
also.
Parents were frightened.
So I said, अच्छा ठीक है अभी तो आ गए यहाँ पर इतना खर्चा दे दिया all money is all paid and everything you have to go waste अभी पहले शादी हो जाने तो फिर देखते हैं इसको. So they change some menu and all that and जो देना था दिया जाता. And then he comes to this side,
boy side,
and he said, I am the mama of that girl. Mama is the important person in marriage, you know. He comes and says that. What are you giving to that girl? Kya diya? Kitna set diya? Kya diya? Gold? So many. Have you given diamond? No. Get immediately diamond. Karke dono side ko usne karke. And he enjoyed his food. Then after that, both party after the marriage they sit down. You see, in the marriage, the baratis all they run away after eating the dinner. Only people left are parents and siblings who bed ke shaadi karate hain. Then they said, where is your Mani Mama? You sent Mani Mama. He said this and this. They said, you sent Mani Mama to me? He said this and this. Let us find out where is Mani Mama. Mani Mama gone. Mani Mama aur dikhai nahi padta hai.
Maya can't stand inquiry.
That is Maya.
Maya can't stand inquiry.
So they started inquiring and the Mani Mama was not there. He has run away. Similarly, Maya is also like that. It can't stand inquiry. So there is a definition of Maya. I think it will better be taken on the next day because still there are a lot of things to see. Definition of Maya from the standpoint of Jiva, from the standpoint of Jagat, from the standpoint of Maya and from the standpoint of Brahman. Three definitions are there. definition of Maya from the standpoint of Jeeva, definition of Maya from the standpoint of Maya, and definition of Maya from the standpoint of Brahman. All definitions are correct. That we'll see in our next class.
So, ignorance at individual level is Vashna, but ignorance at total level is Maya.
Maya.
So, this Vashna is Maya.
Vasana, Prakriti, Maya, that all will come. I will give you the verse of Yoga Vasishtha where it is written. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate.
Om Shanti 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 Hari
Om Sri Rupyo Namah.
Thank you.